America weekend.
So deck those halls, trim those trees, raise up cups of Christmas cheer. I just need to catch my breath.
Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalegi.
And I'm Carrie DeFalco.
All right, we're going to talk about tips for not losing your mind over the stressful holidays. But before we actually get into the story, a little background here. I have to print these stories out for us to be able to talk about them on the air. And I realized last night that there's no printer paper left. So what do? I pull out some resume paper from about 10, yes. 12, 15 years ago. It's that parchment-looking stuff, like the oldie-timey look. Mm-hmm. So it looks as if we are reading these stories off of the Declaration of Independence.
It does. It does.
I like this, though.
I do,
wow,
yeah.
It's very rustic.
It. Very rustic.
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
All this expensive resume paper, though.
I was going to say, they're like 75 cents a sheet.
So, how stressful do the holidays get for you?
I'm at my crunch point. I really am, because now I'm at the point, like, I have to send out, you know, the business thank you gifts. I got to get that done. The baking needs to get done, because, of course, I have to do baking. I still have gifts that I have to get. And some of them have to, my nephews are down in Florida, so I have to ship the gifts to them.
Oh, that's never good.
Yeah,
so and you better ship them soon if they're going
exactly
to get
if they're
going to
get there by Christmas.
I think
I have to ship them in the next few days.
Right? There's no such thing as a December 28th gift. No.
Yeah. So little stress. Need to get it. You know what it is? I have poor time management skills.
Aw, what a shame. We could do a whole show on Kara's poor time management.
We really could. We really could.
All right. So this comes from the Huffington Post. And these are just random things that you can try to do.
Some tips to not
calm yourself down. How about not stressing out about the perfect gift? Do you obsess over what you give people?
Okay, do you know who, and it's the strangest thing, my husband and I cannot give each other gifts.
No?
He's been asking me for weeks, what do you want for Christmas? And I'm, first of all,
this will be the seventh or eighth Christmas for the two of you together?
Together, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you still have no idea what you're getting each other.
No, well, and you know what? And after we got married, we kind of implemented a rule where I was like, you know what? This is stupid because my husband, he likes to buy people things that he would like, particularly me.
And
then when I don't use them, he goes, hey, can I borrow your whatever it was?
Oh, see, that's a scam.
And I'm like,
I'm sorry,
that's
a scam.
And I try to buy him, he loves clothing and shoes, but he, for whatever reason, my taste must just be awful because he never wears any of the things that I buy him.
So he buys you a size 11 pair of sneakers.
Yeah.
Oh, you can't use
those?
Like, I'll start
they don't fit.
Them.
That's fine. I'll wear them.
Yeah.
But no, so I don't, for he and I, we really don't do gifts. We do stuff for the house and we agree. So like 2 years ago, we bought couches. Last year, we bought tables for the living room. This year we're painting.
Very good.
That's what we're like, what do we agree that the house needs?
We do that too.
Yeah.
See that? Birds of a feather.
That's it.
I mean, going all the way back to the early days of our marriage when we bought a camcorder. That tells you how long we've been married. Right. And we do things like that. 1 year we bought a TV, I think, or what, you know, our first big flat screen or whatever. Yes, you buy things for the
house.
But
for other people, I mean, I do stress a little. I try because my idea, here's my thing with gift giving. I like to either get you something you need so that you don't have to purchase that. And then
on your own.
And then that money that you saved, you can then purchase something you would want. Or I like to give people an experience. Nobody needs things. There's so much junk in my house. Please don't buy me tchotchkes. I don't need things. It either needs to be food or wine so I can consume it.
Consumables.
Or tickets to something. Or like, you know, so I try. That's the kind of stuff I try to
now
give.
Now I feel good. Because about 14
minutes
ago.
Because he just gave me a bottle of wine.
I gave you your Christmas gift. It was a bottle of wine and a bag of trail mix.
Yes.
Nationally syndicated radio show, and you're buying her a bag of trail mix. There's a reason. We had a photo shoot a couple of weeks ago,
and
we needed snacks.
It.
And you loved this. You said your husband loved it
and
finished the bag, so I thought it was appropriate.
Yeah.
I will buy more trail mix.
Yeah, it's
and
good.
You can wash it down with a halfway decent bottle of wine, and you're good to go.
It works for me.
Now, do you stress over buying things for people that you shouldn't be buying for? Here we go. You got Uncle Fred. Uncle Fred you only see when there is a wedding or when there is a funeral. So why are you going out of your mind to buy something for Uncle Fred and send it to him when you ain't gonna see him until somebody gets married or somebody dies. Right?
Yeah, so my notoriously large Italian family, long since I was a baby, kind of took care of the who buys for who. So my mother's side of the family, for many years, we basically did a family grab bag.
Mm.
So we were a family of four. So, you know, my mother, each person in the family is responsible for a gift for another
good
person.
Good idea.
So even when we were little kids, I mean, you were still, okay, you're a family of four, you're going to buy four gifts, you're going to receive four gifts. Because then, you know, my uncle has three kids, so they're gonna buy five gifts, but they're gonna receive five gifts. So it was always fair.
So the numbers match up.
The numbers are fair. My husband's family also, they're pretty large. We do a family grab bag there. And then on my dad's side of the family, they just agreed that all the aunts and uncles basically just buy stuff for the kids. And everything, it's like 40, like just little, and even now we just get, they all get us, we're all grown ups and married and living on our own, so everybody gets a restaurant gift certificate.
But I like that. Again,
I like that. Go somewhere. Consumables.
Have a night out.
Have
on
a nice
us.
Night.
I
yes.
like that. We've
I
done the
that.
Restaurant gift cards with my parents. We've done that before yes. with my sister, whatever. It works. The other thing they talk about here is setting expectations. People try to make this Currier and Ives, this Hallmark yes. moment that cannot exist. Everybody's got issues in their families and everything else. No Christmas or whatever winter holiday you celebrate will ever be the perfect Christmas or whatever winter holiday you celebrate. So don't try to make it unrealistic because it's never going to work out that way anyway. Am I wrong?
You know what? I've had a handful of really memorable, special, you know, holidays, but
right.
it's not, no, I mean, I don't think they happen by chance. It's never been anything that I or someone else has done or given or purchased
right.
that made it that way. It
no.
was just something about, you know, the love and the sentiment of the season, and someone really made that known, and that was what made it special.
You let the day, you let the season unfold, you're with the people you care
yes.
about the most, the people you love, and where things go, that's where they're going to go. And
yes.
that's, yeah. Work it out. This is an interesting one. It
yes.
can be easy to skip the gym this time of year with all the social engagements,
mm-hmm.
holiday shopping, and hosting responsibilities. But do your best to schedule it in. Exercise helps regulate anxiety by releasing endorphins, the brain's feel-good mm-hmm. neurotransmitters, and reducing levels of the stress hormone cortisol. So there you go. You still got to get your exercise in,
you do.
Even if you're buying Uncle Fred this gift.
You do. No, and it really is important. And also, I mean, even my, you know, my husband's been so dedicated lately. He gets up at 5 a.m., takes a 5:30 a.m. gym class, comes home,
wow.
shower, heads out to work for
wow.
the day. Yeah, he's been really good. And he actually inspired me. So I started, I can't afford the gym, but I go, you know, he gets up and I'll get up. And I, just to kind of give an example of stuff that's free online, I found this girl on YouTube. She does 30-minute yoga practices. I do yoga in my living room
that's
in my pajamas
cool.
for free.
And while other people are spending all kinds of money for yoga classes,
yes.
you're taking advantage of this person
yes.
Very nicely putting their stuff out online.
Oh. Yeah, and it's not, and it's
that's
great because if you're not sure of the position, you know, you can pause the video and be like, all right, how did she have her foot?
Wait a minute. Wait, my toe doesn't go into my ear that
yeah.
way. I don't understand this.
She's great. Yeah, you get alternates and everything. They're like, all right, you know, if you can't do that, do it this way, blah, blah, blah. So, I mean, there are, and this article even, you know, brisk walking, take the dog for, my poor dog has not gone for a long walk because we've been busy, but
he's
like,
been holding it in for the last 6 weeks. No,
let me rephrase that so nobody calls animal control on me. She goes out, all of her needs are met, but she just hasn't been able to go for a long walk.
Okay, all right. I just jumped to conclusions.
No, my dog's my baby.
Okay, good. Her baby. Get your shut eye, which means go to sleep. Even though
yes.
you get up at 5 o'clock in the morning to go to the gym, you better be in bed and asleep by 8:30 at night.
Right? You're close, honestly.
Well, you go to bed early anyway because you're used to getting up early for all those years when you work TV in the morning.
Yeah, yeah. But even now, I mean, they say that, yeah, actually, it says here, you know, sleep patterns can get thrown way out of whack when it comes to the holidays. And it's the time of year, you know, it gets dark in the north. It gets dark at 4:30
right.
over here. You know, what are you supposed to do with that? But, and the answer is you're supposed to go to bed earlier and sleep, you know, more.
Yes. Due diligence of being the co-host on the program. That sleep pattern thing about getting thrown out of whack, that comes from Chad Buck, a clinical psychologist at Vanderbilt University. Now, last week we were doing another story and found out that the gynecologist that was the specialist was your former gynecologist. So
yes.
it begs the question, have you ever been to see Dr. Buck down at Vanderbilt University?
I have not,
okay,
no.
just making
no.
sure. Good. All right.
No, thankfully, sleeping is my second favorite thing next to eating. So.
Well, good for you. Make a budget and stick to it. This is
critical.
It's very critical. Oh, let's just get one more gift. You know, we got him this, but I don't know if it's enough. My wife pulls that all the time. Her godfather, we see him at Christmas. Oh, I got him a pair of slippers, but maybe I should get him the shirt. Then you're going to get him pants. And before you know it, we're buying this guy a whole new wardrobe. Enough is enough.
Yeah.
Now I'm going to get yelled at when I go home, but enough is enough.
No, but you do. You have
to. Buy me something.
Yeah. And it literally says, you know, it says a mountain of presents won't buy habits. And it won't. Honestly, the most thoughtful gift I've ever received was from a friend of mine in college. My car had been broken into that year, and someone stole all of my CDs, right? So now who's dating themselves? And he took the time to go back, and he made me like a mixtape. It was like a mix CD. So I know like mixtapes have been around a long time. So, but that was it. What did a CD quote was like $7 for the blank CD back in early 2000s?
About that.
And you know, maybe that was when you still had to pay for music. It was like 99 cents a song or whatever it was. So he didn't spend a fortune, but it was a really that was probably one of the most thoughtful gifts. Still stands out in my mind that somebody gave me. Took the
That's
time
very nice.
To say, here, you know, I know all your music
That's
got jacked, so
thoughtful.
Here's some stuff that we like.
Very nice. So there you were driving along. We both went to Rutgers, driving along Easton Avenue, listening to your CDs. When years ago, I was driving along in that same spot, listening to my cassette tapes.
There you go.
Wow, it's incredible. Stay with us. More to come. I'm Ed Kalegi.
And I'm Kara DeFalco.
And this is America Weekend. From the Envision Radio Network.
America Weekend.
Imagine an acne treatment breakthrough that even Proactiv says is better than proactive. Announcing today's Proactiv Plus, the revolutionary way to clear your skin from the number one name in acne care. Proactiv Plus is our best, most effective solution ever. And when you call 1-800-677-6111 today, you can have it tomorrow. Proactiv Plus is the modern acne miracle that treats your skin beautifully. The plus means more. More precise, targeted medicine for faster, gentler acne prevention. Plus, more skin-loving solutions so your complexion can look bright and beautiful.
I am just so happy with Proactiv Plus. I don't think my skin has ever looked this good.
Call 1-800-677-6111. Be one of the first to try Proactiv Plus. Guaranteed 100% risk-free. Call right now, and even the shipping is free. Call 1-800-677-6111. 1-800-677-6111.